The Steve Cochran Show.
What we're looking at right now is the water levels continue to rise.
Police and fire will not be able to get through the water to you if there's an emergency. So please take whatever precautions you feel are necessary. This will be the largest flood event the Village of Gurnee has ever seen.
And it just kept getting closer and closer until it's pretty much all the way up to the house. And our garage has about a foot of water in there.
I know, like I said, a lot of people in this neighborhood, and I feel really, really terrible for them.
It's 8:40. We continue to try to stay in touch with those who were slammed by the terrible weather and flooding in the Fox River and Des Plaines River area specifically. And, well, let's go in another area here. Cabanas on the Chain, Johnsburg on Bald Knob. And say hi to Mitch Brick, who is the manager of the place. Good morning, Mitch. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Did you guys get open yet? I mean, it's been 3 weeks, and I heard you were close.
We opened yesterday at 3 p.m. It was 3 weeks to today.
How much damage did you have, you know, from the beginning to what you ended up cleaning up?
Well, believe it or not, we had zero damage inside the building. Neighbors and friends and vendors and other bar owners, they helped us with approximately 3,000 sandbags around our building. Property damage, we had to replace some sod and a lot of cleanup on the property, but the building itself, and equipment we saved.
Mitch, were you just completely surprised and maybe overwhelmed by all the community support? I mean, we were doing stories on the sandbagging and just people showing up for hours on end to fill those sandbags and to try to help you in any way possible.
It's amazing. I mean, it was just like one big family. It didn't matter who you were, neighbors and customers, and people randomly showed up and just helped us fill these sandbags. It's just amazing. The firemen, the policemen, everybody in Johnsburg and McHenry area, the other bar owners showed up, people that, you know, that you would never expect.
Yeah, like technically your competition.
Exactly. It's friendly competition, but still, I mean, they were helping save their competition.
How big a hit is 3 weeks in the summertime for you?
It's huge. We have approximately a 4 month, hot spotter that we make our money. We're on the water. Unless you're extremely local, you have 4 months to make our year's worth of income.
So three weeks is 22 or 3% of your year.
Exactly. I mean, it's thousands of dollars. And it's not just our bar. If there's you know, six or seven bars in the same situation.
Yeah, I'm struck by too the fact that you have all these employees who are losing 3 weeks in wages, and you got other folks who are taking time off from their jobs and not getting paid,
right,
all to help save your place.
And the employees who work for us were there helping us and not making anything, you know?
Right.
Mitch, going forward now, what do you do? What happens? You can't prevent this from happening again, although with a lot of prayers, hopefully it won't happen again. But what do you do going forward? You've already rebuilding, setting up sandbags.
Well, our building is in the floodplain, and when we got the building, we knew that. I mean, this was a risk we took, and we knew we had to be somewhat mentally prepared in case this happened. In fact, the year before we bought the building had 2.5-3 feet of water inside the building for the 2013 flood.
So you knew what you were getting into.
We knew there's that potential of happening, and on Tuesday night when we were there and the rain started coming down, I don't know if you want to say we had a feeling for it, but definitely when we woke up Wednesday morning and you know, everything's starting to rise, it just, everything went into play. And almost like clockwork. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of panicking, but it's like I said, it was totally amazing how many people helped us.
You know, there's a lot of people around the area who weren't victimized by flooding who I've seen say, well, why do you have a business here? Why do you have a business here? Why do you live there? People live where they live because they live there. They do business where they do business because they do business there. And I think this is an example of the good in people and the good in neighbors when this rare occurrence, and frankly, it is rare, pops up, that everybody steps up. So if you want to just bitch and complain about people on floodplains, how about you move a sandbag or two first?
Exactly. I mean, like our mayor, our village president, Ed Hederman, I mean, he was just key in bringing people over and helping out and supporting us and doing whatever he could to, again, just do what needed to be done. And it's like I said, I can't say a bad word about anybody.
Well, so, I mean, you pay it forward, right? I mean, you don't know when you're going to be needed to help somebody else, and you're going to be the first guy in line.
Oh, exactly.
So, well, we salute you, and we wanted to make sure everybody knew that your place was open. So it's Cabanas on the Chain. If you're from the area, obviously you know it, but if you're going to get into the area, we hope you'll support it. You got any hours you want to plug?
We're open from 11 till 1 weekdays. Friday and Saturday, we're open till 2 a.m. We're on Facebook. You can find us on Facebook, Cabanas on the Chain. We have a website that gives you a list of our entertainment, although we're reorganizing that right now because we had to cancel so much and try to get people back on the schedule. But we are definitely open, and last night, you just wouldn't believe it was packed like a Friday, Saturday night. It was
people
were just showing up. It was really nice. It was goosebumps. It felt good.
I'll bet. Well, good for you, man. Thanks for sharing the story, and let us know anything else we can do to help you out. Again, it's Cabanas on the Chain and people showing up, and they get zero damage to their building specifically because everybody put the sandbags up.
How about that?
Yeah, pretty cool. It's a good story.